Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I got a lot of stuff to go through, and so I know when I do have a lot of stuff to go through, a lot of things I want to air out over the air, then I just have to kind of steady myself and slow down a little bit. If not, I just start mispronouncing words and get stuck on things and so forth. So let me just try to, you know, methodically get through this, because we are the only organization that is actually doing the constitutional crusade. We're the ones that have the constitutional crusade in our hearts and in our minds and in our prayers. We hope that you join us, because I need to start making this more of the marketing mantra, because if you understand what a crusade is, the crusades are efforts of preserving something. That's why when Europe went in back into the Holy Land, or actually went in for the first time, it was to restore the Holy Land back to its original origins from what the Muslims had done in their crusades in trying to subjugate the Holy Land and the Israel, the Jews, and so forth. So for centuries, we kept on going back in preserving the Holy Land. It wasn't until, and this all goes back to that old, age-old, whose land is it? And it literally goes back to Israel's land, because Israel was the occupant since ancient Egypt. When Egypt ruled the world, Israel left Egypt, and they went and they basically took that land that was being occupied by a different class of people. It was not the Muslims at the time. I believe it was the Persians or a variant thereof. Because at that point in time, the son of Ishmael, or I should say Ishmael being the son of Abraham, went and abided with Egypt and so forth. And so it wasn't until much later when they actually started following and adhering to Israel. But they were companions for centuries, for millennia. The descendants of Ishmael and the descendants of Isaac, which was what basically is Israel. So they're half brothers. These tribes are half brothers. But anyway, I digress on those crusades. What we are doing is we are out to preserve the Constitution, because it is lost and it is being discarded. And they're at a breakneck pace of doing this. And this is one of the reasons why we need to literally use this marketing strategy so that people can start getting it. The listen to number is 605-562-4209. This show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And as I've said, and as I always say, this is the only show that is offering the solutions of what needs to occur. The people that really have to embrace this solution and understand and, you know, become like the framers are your state legislators. And if we don't have them, then you need to take their place. You need to stand up and become the Madison, the Jefferson of today. We need reframers to get the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution. How is your two-week hiatus going, by the way? I know last week I said, hey, take a two-week hiatus. This is not worth just, you know, being spun. 9 times out of 10, 2 weeks, things kind of settle down and things kind of start taking their own directions. And then you can kind of see it really isn't going anywhere anytime fast. This will linger and linger and linger. For the right reasons, for the wrong reasons, it will linger. It doesn't matter. It will linger. So anyway, let me just go ahead and jump forward into a little bit of groveling. if you want to join our crusade, if you want to be involved in probably the only righteous crusade other than sharing the good news of Christ, or, you know, doing ministries and that type of thing, there is no more righteous crusade in politics than restoring our constitutional republic and actually the crusade of preserving our Constitution. Why? Because our Constitution is the only thing that ensures and guarantees our inalienable rights. It protects our inalienable rights. We lose the Constitution, those rights go back to man and man deciding what we can do and what we can't do. Our liberty will be relegated by man. This is not what we want, my friends. What we want is the ability to choose how we want to express ourselves, how we want to worship, and how we want to do the things that we want to do instead of having government dictate to us what we will do. So ways you can support us is by going on to reclaimingtherepublic.org, getting that link, go get your Red State coffee, go get those grinds and beans, and drink it up. We need your support in many ways, and Red State Coffee currently is supporting us. I also have a GoFundMe campaign on GoFundMe, of course. And, of course, it's not Kickstarter. Anyway, it's Reclaiming the Republic, and you can learn about it. We've got the information there so that people can go and contribute. I would also ask that get involved, get informed, and get involved. That's what we really need. That's what we need more than anything else. If you start getting involved and contributing to the solution by doing research, by making phone calls, by actually filing for running for office, becoming the constitutional candidate for your district in your state legislative district, your state senate district, what have you. Become a leader. And you can do that. Send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. Continue to learn and continue to get involved is the best thing you can do in this crusade. There are two other ways you can get involved, and that is the constitutionclub.ning.com as well as our firstright.org. Go check them out. We talk about them all the time, and we hope that you can get involved. Again, it really is about getting informed. Then you can get involved. Now, I don't have anybody sending me. If you have plans for Constitution Day, by all means, send me your information. We'll be happy to plug those events for you so that people can understand that, you know, there's this new wave of constitutional awareness going on, and this is a good thing. And as a matter of fact, I would even challenge everybody to start celebrating your day of either ratification or accepting and becoming a stakeholder in the Constitution. In other words, your state's birthday. You need to be celebrating both of these events because both of these events makes significance in your lives because that is when the state became a stakeholder over the Constitution. Big, 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 big event, as well as the establishment of the Constitution by its signing on September 17th. So if you don't know what day that is to start planning, there you go, September 17th. Now go out there and get your plans going so that we can announce them right here. Now, I always say Red Pill Expo is the place to go to kick off your summer, June 7th, 8th, and 9th, Hartford, Connecticut. This year, that's where you want to be. That is how you can get exposed and actually meet and mingle with those people that are just doing awesome things to help fight tyranny, to help fight the oppression, and help awaken other people to all of these things. Now, I'm going to tell you that all these things that you're learning about Agenda 21, about vaccinations, about pharmaceutical, all of these things that you will be exposed to, just look at them as marketing opportunities because every single one of these things will point to the solution of getting the federal government back into compliance. if the federal government is in compliance to the Constitution, they wouldn't be having these refugee programs. If they were compliant to the Constitution, they wouldn't be, you know, dictating pharmaceutical, healthcare, all of these types of things. If they were complying to the Constitution, your state would be able to thrive based on its resources and availabilities and based on the best judgments of you, the governed, because it's by your consent of the governed that you are being ruled. And you've got to take back that by demanding that your legislators in your state and all public servants comply to the Constitution. That's why pledges of compliance to the Constitution is paramount. These candidates have to start signing these things. We can no longer allow them to get away with obfuscating and actually sidestepping and self-aggrandizing themselves and giving themselves privileges and accesses well beyond what they're supposed to be doing. They are not our gods. They're not demigods. They're not our royalty. The Clintons are not our royalty. The Obamas are not our royalty. They're just pogues. That's all. They're hacks. And that's all they are. They're supposedly to serve us, and they actually violated us. And what we need to do is be more diligent in holding accountability. And if you didn't know, Jim Jordan made a big point of this, that America wants accountability out of this one thing, out of the Mueller investigation. Who got this all started with this dossier and so forth? Accountability. I say accountability for the entire Constitution, not just this one myopic issue. So we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. Accountability, accountability, accountability. You know, yesterday I talked about Covey and the quadrants, you know, immediate, urgent, and so forth. And, you know, draining the swamp, something that is just got to be done. And or fighting off alligators to just be able to survive draining the swamp. If you want to drain the swamp, we have to call for republic review. We have to call for accountability of everybody. We cannot just say we need to hold the Democrats accountable for this corruption. we need accountability by all public servants. They all took an oath to support the Constitution. How have they behaved? Have they committed moral perjury? Then they should be banned from public service. You should know all of these things because we cover them here. Section 3 of the 14th Amendment is the enforcement of moral perjury. If you take an oath and you violate the Constitution and what you're doing, then you should be removed from public service and banned for the rest of your life from public service. We need to start holding public services, our public servants, regardless of what level they are, accountable to their oaths. And the only way to do this today, because an oath means nothing anymore, they're going to get up there, they're going to raise their arm to the square, they're going to do that, and then that's all a facade because they're going to be able to do anything and everything they think they can get away with. This is why we have to have our public servants sign pledges, very specific pledges to comply to the Constitution, to uphold their oath in supporting that Constitution. And if not, if they are found that they have violated the Constitution in their service, then they need to be called upon to resign, and they need to be willing to resign in signing that. Basically, this pledge means that they were going to do this, and if they do not, they will resign. That way, it just makes it easier for us. We have a self-policing system. However, once they sign the pledge, then they must comply to the Constitution. And doing so, they have to call for compliance by all and invoke republic review to ensure that everything, every law, every lawmaker, every public servant is in compliance to the Constitution. We should not accept anything less. Now, I know Trump has got a new challenger. The funny thing is, if you contrast his challenger to the Democrats, this guy's just a moderate Democrat. He was the former governor of Hogan's, the former governor of Maryland or something like that, which is, you know, a blue state. Come on. This guy has nothing to do with limited government. This guy has nothing to do with, you know, the Constitution, supporting the Constitution. He just wants to get up there and actually be in charge of, you know, this new socialistic government. He is just like a Democrat. Trump is a little bit different. I know that I'll reserve my comments regarding Trump because we still need to let him finish doing his job. But he has acted far better than many Republicans we've had in the past couple of decades. And as a matter of fact, I think he has done more in trying to scale back government than Ronald Reagan. He's fighting, and even though his tax cuts are nothing close to Ronald Reagan's tax cuts, what he is addressing, and he's not doing very good, in all honesty, in cutting spending. He's kind of spending like a drunken sailor in some respects. But his competitor, his challenger for the Republican primary, Mr. Hogan, is a shill for the Democratic opposition, and that's what they're trying to do. We'll probably see some other ones step in, but I do not think we will find any that will be a true champion of liberty. Because I don't think anybody wants to risk losing our position at that table, because that's just the calculations, that's the political calculations that parties and individuals will make. Now, let me also get out and speak about, oh, so the communist, or let's call her Cortez the killer the second, or the murderer the second. Anybody that supports the ideologies that she supports subjugation to the state, and there is no more efficient, no more effective murderer than government. None. Corporations, banks, mom and dad, none compare to government in killing and creating, you know, mayhem and waste and devastation. And so she is the epitome of Cortez and or the communist movement. And so here she comes out and speaks kindly about the VA medical benefits and treatments. I would ask, and I know that there's people out there that believe the adage of if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And there's lots of veterans, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War, they kind of have that paradigm, and they're just thankful that they have some support and some benefits and so forth. They know that it's at the expense of the taxpayer, and they have a very humble respect for that. But I am here to tell you that what they are getting in service by the Veterans Administration is absolutely wrong. What should happen is that those services should go back to the Department of Defense, and the Department of Defense owes it to every veteran that they fix and support these people that they have broken, that they have damaged, that they have hurt in making these sacrifices in the service of their country. That's how it should be. Corporations don't get away with not being accountable to their employees with retirement or what have you, and the Department of Defense should be accountable for these benefits, as well as dental. When I joined the Marine Corps, I was promised free medical and free dental for life. What happened? I sure seem to be paying a lot out of pocket for my medical, and I get no support, zero, very little. I got to go to the VA. I mean, the constraints that are put upon me for my medical and dental is just, it's just ridiculous. And my heart goes out to those who are so dependent upon the government assistance, these veterans that deserve better. They were promised much better. And it's almost like they were promised the world and then they were given used toilet paper. And that's how I see it. Anyway, I need to get moving. One of the things I didn't get to close on was this whole UN plan, the 2030 plan, and this gal in St. Louis, Missouri, was talking about how the UN is using these refugee plans in creating these settlements, and this is a known tactic because there's a word for it, and I'm really bad with words, and this one's a hard one to pronounce, but there is a doctrine within Islam that means you migrate into a place, you do not assimilate, and you start populating, you start converting and getting people to have babies, and you start trying to outgrow the populace that you live in so that you can dominate and take control. It's like a Trojan horse concept. And so in her closing comments, I know I said this yesterday, but I want to kind of wrap up because I didn't get a chance to get all the way through this. Because remember, there is this Wilson Fish policy that came out, and we want to dive into some of this stuff because it's important. You need to know what the heck's going on and how they're doing this to you and us. So her closing comments was that she believes the refugees are a tool of invasion used by the UN under the Agenda 2030 to remove national borders. If the UN officially recognizes a group of refugees, then UN peacekeeper soldiers may be placed wherever the refugees are located. She said that there have been sightings of UN trucks in her state. She also said that there is a scheme to remove county sheriffs in order to implement total UN authority in local areas. This makes you want to think twice now about how you feel about militias, because militias are our constitutional defense. There has been no amendment removing them. We need to start demanding compliance and getting our militias back and reinstating the constitutionality of sheriffs like Sheriff Mack is trying to do. Anyway, she ended the interview by exhorting people to get involved locally, to learn what is going on in their communities, to read about their state refugee programs on their social services websites, and then to meet with local and state lawmakers to stop this covert UN scheme for destruction. Let me be clear, and I've got 1 minute to say this. If you thwart this program in your local area, and the state will, other states will continue to move this forward, and this will be more successful in other states. The fact of the matter is you may be able to become successful in Missouri, but what about all of these other states? I'm going to get into these other states. I am here to tell you only Republic Review will undo all of this. What she is doing is she's just stopping, capping it, and moving it into a legitimate thing to me, which is dangerous. We do not legitimize unconstitutional things. It's like Rand Paul or Ron Paul calling to audit the Fed. The Fed is illegitimate. Auditing it only legitimizes it. That's why we have no desire with Republic Review of auditing the Federal Reserve. We need to disband it and dismantle it and get the federal government back into compliance of the Constitution. So I'm going to have to finish this rant and our crusade when we come back. So please stay tuned and we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so this Wilson Fish program, and I'm wondering if this has to do with Pete Wilson. I need to do more due diligence on this. But this Wilson Fish program that she talks about is an alternative to traditional government-administrated refugee resettlement programs. What it does is it uses private entities like non-government organizations, like really evil, insidious organizations, and gives them money. Just like we pointed out yesterday, they're using churches, they're using other entities and giving them money and getting them involved. What this does is it bypasses the state's sovereignty, and the federal government is now basically in a position where it is not even acknowledging the state's rights and or the state's sovereignty. And so the purpose of the Wilson Fish program is to increase refugee prospects for early employment and self-sufficiency. This has already been proven as a failure. It's also supposed to promote coordination among voluntary resettlement agencies and service providers. And it does by giving them money. Oh, they're loving it.
and they're loving it at your expense and the future of our republic's expense. They are serving mammon, as I said yesterday. This program is also to ensure that refugee assistance programs exist in every state where refugees are resettled. And so let's dive into this a little bit more. But the Wilson Fish program emphasizes early employment, economic self-sufficiency by integrating cash assistance. So they're giving these folks money in case management and employment services by incorporating innovative strategies. This is what they're telling you, but what did she say? She said that these people are actually being put on the Social Security rolls and they're making it an easy path for them to become a permanent disability on Social Security. We already noted, and it's already been noted, that they're saying by 2035, Social Security will be bankrupt. That is by hook or crook, we will be forced into subjugation. By hook or crook, because they're taking a program that was designed as a retirement program for those who paid into it to now make it an entitlement for disability. Because you can't have a career, we're just going to pay you benefits at the expense of everybody else. Are you kidding me? Are you going to let this happen? Are you going to take a stand? Or are you just going to let them bankrupt us? Those who do nothing have blood on their hands. Now, I want you to understand that there are currently 13 states that have implemented the Wilson Fish programs that operate throughout these 12 states, actually. Not 13 states, my mistake. So, here are the states, and I'm going to give you the state and their orientation. Alabama, a good red state. Alaska, a good red state on its way to blue. Colorado used to be a red state, now is a blue state. Idaho, a good, solid, dark red state. Kentucky, a good red state. Louisiana, a good red state on its way to blue. Massachusetts, a dark blue state. Nevada, a now blue state that was red until the 2018 election. North Dakota, a red state that has dropped 10 slots in its redness, moving up towards blue. South Dakota, a dark red state. Tennessee, another dark red state. And Vermont, a blue state. So if you understand what has happened, your state legislatures, if you live in these states, have allowed this to happen. And them not standing up and calling out the unconstitutionality and demanding for an audit, demanding for republic review and full accountability. You see why we have a problem, my friends, is because your political representation is just being nice and they don't want to hurt their friends. This is an ideological war we are fighting. And until we understand this, because there are people that are wired that are going to do anything and everything to subjugate you. And even though they'll use these terms like, well, we'll just have to agree to disagree and just kind of move forward then. And they know every minute they're gaining an inch here and an inch there. And it is a tireless war that they are willing to fight. I've already proven this with that Billy Graham letter. I guess I'm going to need to read that letter once again because I think it's very important that we understand the context of this paradigm. These people are committed to enslaving you. They're committed to enslaving themselves. They don't care. They care about the ends. The ends justify the means, and if they have to kill people, if they have to steal your property, if they have to lie, it doesn't matter. The ends justify the means. So this whole Wilson Fish Act is an amendment to the Refugee Act of 1980. Well, guess who gave us this? This is Carter, a huge progressive. The act changed the definition of a refugee to a person from a well-founded fear of prosecution to a standard established by the United Nations and conventions and protocols. It is also funded by a new office. So when they went to this new act of 1980, they changed the standards of immigration. And they did this, and they did this completely unconstitutional, and they did this because of the Vietnam War refugees and so forth, the people that they brought here, hundreds of thousands of Vietnamese, good people looking for liberty, willing to, and they did, assimilate into our society. We've got really good Vietnamese here in America. But these other ideologues that they're bringing here today, there is no design. And as a matter of fact, they're putting them on the dole to become dependent on the state. They're becoming shills and tools of the communist movement in America. That's all they are. Where the Vietnamese, I'm hoping that they wake up. I'm hoping that you wake up. Because this Refugee Act of 1980 was a violation of the Constitution. It amended the National Immigration, or I should say the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1965 that goes all the way back to the last act of 1920. Now, to be clear, Congress has the ability to regulate immigration standards, and immigration standards were based on individuals. There was no such thing in the Constitution nor in the doctrines and discussions of the ratification debates, was it ever determined as a block of people or a grant, a culture, or anything of the like. For them to all of a sudden start granting block allowances to a group of people to just bring them here without vetting, without applying to become a citizen, then what they've done is they've bypassed the immigration process, and the government has literally moved from one paradigm to the next. And I'm here to tell you that the concept of immigration was never a block entitlement, nor an allowance for a group or migration, for even a chain migration. Our government was non-denominational and a non-activist government that was Our federal government was subservient to serving the states, not itself or the world. To constitutionally create a refugee program, or to allow the federal government to be involved in refugees, block migration, the general government must amend the Constitution, just like they amended the Constitution with the minute changes that they made in the Electoral College in 1804 with the 12th Amendment. Our Republic Review is the only thing that will undo all of this and identify who these people were and how they were unconstitutionally and illegally granted all of these privileges. I am sorry. You cannot get away with violating and giving somebody an advantage. These people won't be happy that they can't do this, but the federal government has no power delegated to them to just make themselves the final arbiters of everything that they do. As Jefferson said, that would be outright tyranny. And so this is why our crusade in preserving our Constitution is critical. This is why we beg you to get involved. We beg you to help. We beg you to become a leader. Because if we become a constitutional crusade by getting informed and getting involved, then we can actually seize the day, seize the moment, and get the federal government back into the framework and start undoing, because Republic Review undoes all illegal actions done by the federal government. If they did something that they had no power and authority delegated to them by the states, and it was all outside those few enumerated powers, it is illegal. So we'll have to deal with the consequences of looking at the individuals doing this, which means that there may be some trials. There may be some of those who absolutely understood and knew what they were doing, especially those people that claim to be constitutional professors like Obama. There's no doubt in my mind, if he read the Constitution, if he read and understood the ratification debates and the limitations of government, and he moved forward, then he should be held accountable. every public servant should be held accountable for their failing to live up to their oath of office. That's why they included it. It was providence, my friends. And so we will be right back after this and talk a little bit more about providence. Thank you so much. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And so, are you getting it? Are you starting to understand that all of these bad things we do not have to accept? There's no doubt in my mind the divine hand of providence was involved in the establishment of this Constitution. And as a matter of fact, you're going to hear me because this is a really important note. And so I'm going to continue to kind of say this because I'm actually writing a note to myself because it is about the divine hand of providence. There we go. And so it's about the fact that there was no coincidence that we have a contract or a covenant as a constitution. And so I've kind of written that note. I've got that started. So I know I'm going to be able to get back to that because we need to start leveraging this concept. What we have as a government and as a constitution was not a coincidence. The fact that the framers were guided in creating an enumerated contract amongst the states instead of a charter granting general powers to a general government was not a coincidence. The divine hand of providence knew the contracts would expand and mature to a point where we could, in a legal sense, completely understand that everything that is happening to us was never the intent and is by illegalities and illegal designs that evil men with machinations, with nefarious intent, have put us into these situations and positions like Mysticata. And so since we're talking about divine providence, it's time to kind of lighten it up a little bit. And so in doing so, let me take a little bit of a tangent. And I told you it's about climatology and the religion of climatology. So whenever we want to get into this fervent religion, let's just start it out with a good song. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's always about the race card, huh? Well, so I wanted to play that just to get you the mood going. Are you up for this? I don't know if you heard of Greta Ehrman Thunberg, and I'm bad with names, but she is a Swedish schoolgirl climate activist who has been described as a role model for worldwide student activism. Maybe it's this little Mrs. White that's going to save the planet. She is famous for initiating the school strike climate movement up in, what was it, Sweden? And so she actually went to the COP24 with Debbie Bagalucci. Anyway, I met her at the Red Pill Expo last summer. And she was out there taking pictures, and she was exposing how insidious these people are. So anyway, this little Greta was out protesting for weeks last summer in front of the Swedish parliament in Stockholm, and the media began covering her, and she became the little darling. And so this is what she said. My name is Greta Thunberg, and I'm 15 years old, and I'm from Sweden. I speak on behalf of Climate Justice Now. Climate Justice Now is a group of organizations that aim at fighting for social climate change, and here it is, my friends. Gender equality. In other words, they want harmony with the planet, but they want to assist the morphing of man-made support or sciences in changing gender, because gender equality is also about the gender orientation, the sexual orientation, and gender identity movements and so forth. Well, I identify as this. They're all together. So this little zealot is now in UK in meeting with a cross-party group of British ministers or prime ministers. And she was supposed to meet with Prime Minister May. And so apparently she did not know that this meeting was going on. So she was stiff. There was an empty chair there for her. But the fact of the matter is they have made this a religion. That's why every time we talk about climatology, I'm going to break into this song, because who's going to save our planet? Yeah. It is that insane. They have made this literally a religion. And so what I want to do is I want to point out to you the insanity. What we are facing is a emotional, erratic invocation of thought and judgments in trying to do things, in controlling people. We need to surrender to government so that we can be controlled in saving the planet. This is also the communist's plan in her Green New Deal. This is at a fervent pace going around the world. And we have to start calling it out for insanity. It really is allowing ourselves to be subjugated to government with unbridled controls. They will be unfettered when they obtain these controls. You have to understand this. They don't care. What they want to do is they want to dictate what you can do, which will then take us to the Georgia Guidestones. They're going to start saying, you know, there are way too many people here. We got to get our Earth population down below 500 million, and we got to maintain it at 500 million. And so what they're doing by doing, by doing all of this refugee resettlements is creating a catalyst for such turmoil that they will be able to unleash a level of mayhem that will actually reduce the Earth population. Now, see, China is kind of interesting in this whole player, because they are deadlocked into this concept of, you know, communism and not allowing, being completely intolerant towards any religion. They're killing Christians. I already reported this. They're giving rewards to people for turning in Christian missionaries. They're going after Muslims as well, which is kind of interesting, because they're not playing the game as the rest of the world globalists are. But you got to understand that China has, you know, their own political prisoners. They've got 300 million of them. And if necessary, they'll put more in because they don't have a problem. They just may have a housing problem. That's short term. They don't have a population problem, right? They have an abundance of population. So people aren't a problem anymore. They can come and go. They can kill off a whole bunch of them. That's okay. They got plenty more. It's kind of like you've got plenty of money, you know, and you can waste it here. You can waste it there. It's just like life. And when you're at that level of control, that is the epitome of evil. Joe Kennedy talked about when he became so rich after the 1920s surge and so forth, and he was one of the few that actually got out of the market before the crash. Isn't that interesting? And Joe Kennedy made comment that you get to a point when you have accumulated so much wealth that it no longer becomes about more wealth. It becomes about control and getting more and more control. That's how all of these people are. That is why these global billionaires are all on board with helping control. And so when you listen to some of these radical communists, they use these arguments as a shill, as a, what's the best way to say it? As a shill and as a tool. They are literally fools and monkeys on a string dancing for these billionaires and trying to sell their ideology as if they're going to be able to displace these billionaires and humble them back down to regular people. That'll never happen. It won't happen. And as a matter of fact, in every Bolshevik revolution, those who were the shills and the tools usually didn't get promoted. They hoped to, but they usually got the stiff arm. They usually got killed. They usually got removed because they knew too many things. They knew who was involved, where some bodies were buried. They just were more of an inconvenience for those who took control. And so just want you to understand, and hopefully these people, if they look at the empirical data of how these revolutions go, they don't bode well for the shills and the fools. Now, another thing in the news I want to talk about real quickly, Mexican immigration agents today, or actually, no, it was last Wednesday. That's right. They detained almost all of the Central American migrants on a fourth caravan that recently entered Mexico. This is interesting because they basically took and seized and detained 213 of these people and taken them to a processing center. Now, here's the question. I just said processing center. They have a processing center? Then why is it that they are allowing all of these militant kids and all of these unaccompanied people to continue through? They have not been processing. And now maybe they're actually being held to that. Maybe Trump is actually saying, hey, you've got to actually start, you know, filtering out. Leave the thugs there. We don't want them. Or we will dump them in downtown Mexico City and see how you like it. Because we consider you a sanctuary state, right? And so we'll start migrating you these folks to them. I am G.R. Mobley. We are Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. We need you to get informed and get involved. God bless, and hopefully tomorrow you can join our constitutional crusade. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show
in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.